That's right. It is what? It is Monday afternoon, WCRS, right here in Greenwood. And yes, we have Karen Petty here with the Humane Society. Looking forward to finding out more about what's happening out there. There are so many good things happening. Karen, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing terrific, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, it is good to have you here. I tell you what, Gracie is tearing it up with coupons for spay-neuter.
It's obviously exhausted her, because you said she's napping.
She is. She's taking a little break right now, but once she knows that you're here, she'll probably say, I've got to be back here with a fan of mine.
And I have to have my time with Gracie as well.
Yes. Okay. So, gosh, this weekend you were out there at Petco?
PetSmart. PetSmart. We'll be at Petco this Saturday, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Wow. How'd that go?
It went good. We didn't have any adoptions, but it was great enrichment for the dogs, a great chance to be seen by people, and just a good fundraising time for all of us.
Sure. Well, you know, they are all, what shall we say, characters, and they all have their own special personalities.
Right.
And I guess the challenge is always matching up that personality with the personality of the family that wants to adopt.
Well, you're absolutely right. And people do ask, you know, why do you have a screening process? We have people who applaud it and say, I'm so glad you walked us through the steps, because we could have ended up with a different type of animal than we needed and didn't even realize we had certain limitations or expectations. And so when you walk through the process, as I've shared with you before, it's like a dating service. We want to find out, do you want a high-activity dog, a low-activity dog? What size of dog? Do you have children? What kind of means are you going to use to keep the dog from running away into the street? You know, we have a lot of strays, so we don't want repeat offenders. So if they already have that in them, we need to make sure that they're able to be contained. And I think for the most part, you know, we refine it probably week after week, month after month, because it's not going to be perfect, but we learn something all the time.
Yes, I wonder if I had filled out one of those screening processes, if I would have adopted Gracie.
We can do it now.
No,
just like
not.
A cosmopolitan compatibility test, if you like.
No, it's too late. I'm hooked on Gracie, but, you know, I sometimes wonder if I would have picked Gracie,
right?
Because she requires a lot of energy all the time.
I know, but you're very energetic as well. I don't know how you keep the pace that you do, so I think you're perfectly compatible.
Yes, so does she.
Yes.
But just to talk a little bit about spay-neuter, this is the time of the year where it's very popular.
I hope so. I can tell you what is very popular.
Puppies.
Wink. Because the last week or the last transport from Animal Allies, every single cat, female cat, was either in heat or already pregnant.
Oh my goodness.
Surprised me, Anne, because we had such cold weather up until very recently, and traditionally it's the cold weather that keeps them at bay,
right?
But I guess they just realized the calendar was ticking and they had to get to business. So that was very concerning. And then some feral cats that we had done at our clinic here, females were all pregnant.
Wow.
So yes, right now, don't put it off. It's almost getting to the point where you can run the risk of the cat being too pregnant or having the litter before you even get a chance to book your appointment.
Yeah. You know, I had a lady in here this morning, and she was commenting on Gracie and said that she had a dog like that, like Gracie, a Weimaraner, and she said, you know, when it got to be about 2 years old, I had to call the animal shelter to come and get it. It was running with other dogs. I couldn't contain it. He was just a wild. And she said, and I said, well, did you have him neutered? And she goes, no. And I said, you know, if you'd had it neutered, it might have made a real difference. He'd been a stay-at-home guy. And she goes, I hated to give him up, but I couldn't control him. And, you know, you hear stories like that and you really just go, wow. You know, that's where education is so important.
I agree. And in this day and age, I still find it a little challenging to believe that people don't already know it. To me, it's like being diagnosed with an illness and the doctor said the only way to cure this illness or the best way to cure this illness is this means of treatment, because it's an answer. Mm-hmm. Not 100% of the time, because if you wait too long and the dog or the cat has developed a certain behavior, then it becomes a behavioral issue. So even if you do spay and neuter, sure, of course you'll prevent litters, unwanted litters from being born, and that's the most important reason for doing it. That surprises me.
Yeah. And, well, you know, that's why I brought it up, because I thought, you know, here it was, and I don't know whether it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I don't think it was real recently, but... She said that nobody told her that spay and neuter or neutering might have made a difference in the dog's life.
Well, did she, when you spoke to her, did she agree, or did she have some comprehension of understanding that now? Or was this still new?
Well, I told her about it today when she was here in the store, and she said that she didn't know.
Wow.
She wished somebody had told her, because she loved the dog, but she just couldn't control him. So... You know, that's when you think that you have reached a lot of people, and then you find out there are still people that don't know this.
And, you know, I think, too, if you've had a pet, if you're sort of a doubter that like, oh, that's not going to fix that.
Right.
Have one fixed, and you'll see very quickly the change, because if you think about a teenager and sort of what's driving the male boys.
Yes. No, I'm not.
Whoa. This is only for illustration purposes.
Yes.
You know, they're one-track minded, and certainly the animals are the same way. And if you take that away, then they don't feel the need to roam and chase after females, and the females don't feel the need to roam and sneak out the window and go find the boy. But it's just pure biology is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the need to breed, I guess.
Yeah.
So I agree. And I think that we've discovered, and we've known this all along, but really have the push to move forward this next year, is to get into the school system as much as possible, you know, and just have the opportunity to speak to classrooms and start educating the kids, the younger kids. I think that's where the real answer is going to be found, is the education of the young people.
Sure. Absolutely. But I just thought that was fascinating. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Karen Petty. She is the Executive Director of the Humane Society. You know where they're located, right out there behind the Civic Center. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Don't you go away. Okay.
All right. And I know, and see, so I'm getting to the point there where... I'm getting to the point where I'm getting frustrated. Like, I want to go, are you kidding me?
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, my goodness. We're right here with Karen Petty with the Humane Society. And, of course, we have lots of stuff to talk about. You know, another month is coming up here, Karen, and we'll be posting another dollars for Gracie Gives Back for Spay Neuter.
That's right. So I know.
$20 coupons went less than a day.
I went to go look at the information to share it. It was done. It was gone. They were all spoken for. And I thought, well, no need to promote it.
Yeah, that's right. I think we did 15 $20 ones, and we're doing 15, I believe, this month.
Right. That's awesome. That's terrific.
April 1st. You know, and it is so true. It's the big things that are always great, but it's the little things that keep chugging through that really help out.
Absolutely. And I'm very encouraged by you, by Gracie, wanting to have this fundraiser, because I think anything to help make it easier for folks, and certainly having it be even more affordable than it is going to take care of that.
Sure. I mean, it really is so affordable. I mean, what does it say? Feral cats are $45. A female cat is $47. A male cat is $32. Female dog is 62, a male dog is 57. They do have to have required vaccinations, which is $13 for both, or $7 each. Now, how does that work? You make an appointment by calling Animal Allies, is that right?
Right. If you choose to not use your regular vet and you would like to use the free transport that we have with Animal Allies, you call them direct to make the appointment. And we've used up all our appointments this month. There's going to be three or four for next month.
3 or 4 appointments?
Different days. I'm sorry. Yes, 3 or 4 different days next month that they'll be scheduling appointments, and they can fit.
They take a whole van full, right?
Yeah, they can fit up to 30 animals, and so it's really important if you make your appointment to keep your appointment, because there could have been someone who could have gotten in on that spot.
Sure.
So you drop them off at the pickup point, which is my office or the spay-neuter clinic, the morning of, very early, and you pick them up between 5 and 5:30 that same day. So it's really easy. And you know what? It's not any different than when we had our facility open. You drop them off in the morning, you pick them up at night. It's the very same thing. They go on a nice, quiet little ride, and everyone is just peachy keen, and it's really a great service, and I hope everybody takes advantage of it before we have births. You're making a smirk face. Why are you smirking?
Because I'm thinking 30 animals in a van driving up the road saying, "So, where do you think we're going?" "I don't know, but I left home this morning. How about you?" "Well, I left home this morning. I hope they're going to have me back." And then when they get close, I mean, I just have this mental image of 30 animals having a little conversation.
The ride up is certainly more energetic and entertaining, and the ride back is much more relaxing. I assure you of that, because everyone's sleeping off being knocked out for surgery. But it's certainly very affordable, and honestly, there's no reason why. We're making it so it's even more affordable with the Gracie coupons, and we have a special offer we're going to add into that for the month of April. So there's really no excuse to not get it done.
So please get it done. Your pet will live longer, I think, be healthier. And, you know, Gracie says that way you don't have to share mom's love. She's very focused on the single issues that affect her.
See, that's important too. When they're very single-minded at that point. They don't care about all that other stuff.
Yes, that's right.
But, you know, people have concerns. Some of their concerns is they get fat and lazy. And I mean, just don't feed them so much. You know, it all can be taken care of and balanced, and it's a fine thing to do. And like you said, it makes them healthier. It gets rid of a lot of the possibility of certain tumors and different ailments that can come, especially with repeated births. You know, these females having litter after litter after litter is not good for them at all.
Sure. So I think it's a great thing to do. Gracie wanted to do her part, and please go to Gracie Gives Back. Get on her Facebook page. She has over 300 likes on her Facebook page since November. Isn't that terrific?
That is. Yeah. You know, if you come meet her, we need to go take her out and introduce. You'd have a lot more likes after they meet her.
Oh, okay. Great. You know, on the front page of the website, WCRS 1450 AM, I have 2 pictures, and Gracie has 2 pictures. Gracie's pictures are bigger than mine.
That's called marketing, my friend. Marketing.
There you go. Well, anyways, but you've got a lot of things coming up. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is the portraits that are going to be done, and she's going to donate $300 per portrait.
Well, what she's asking is that instead of people paying her for the oil painting, that they actually make a direct donation to us. And I said, well, what value do you give? So she established sort of what she would consider a minimum donation to make it worth her time and effort.
Sure, absolutely.
Because she does beautiful work. So that's how that's going to work. And she'll do 10 a year.
Right.
And this just went out a week or two ago, and she's already got 3 people signed up.
Wow.
Already.
Wow.
So she's getting out the paintbrushes, and she's ready to go.
Okay. Now, does she work from a photograph?
Yes, that's exactly how it works. She asked for people who are serious about doing this to send in several photographs, digital photographs that feature the pet in its best pose, smile, so she can capture the eye color and the coat color and really bring to life in this painting what the pet looks like. And you can do more than one if you want. And there's different sizes available as well. And what she'll do is she comes to Greenwood a lot. She lives in Virginia. She's from Greenwood. In fact, there's a lot of people that know her from going to high school and whatnot. And she brings them down with her because she feels it's safer than mailing them.
Right.
And then they can just be picked up at our place, and she loves to see the people's faces when they get to see their pet's portrait.
Sure. So this is terrific. And her name is Jenny Brockington Hutler?
Hutler,
is that right?
Yes.
So, and I think, do you have this on your website or Facebook?
We sent out a mass email. We didn't want to go public with it, so we just sent it out to our email list, which is about 3,000 people.
That's not very public at all.
But we didn't. I know. But because I was kind of nervous, like, what if she got slammed with 25? Great problem, but she can't do it. So I was kind of keeping it to where, but no, but that's fine. If people are interested, they can send me an email. I'll be glad to share the information with them. And the email address is humane at gwdhumanesociety.org.
Okay. But they are fabulous. And if you'd like to have a portrait done that just really talks to you, she does great work. Unframed 18 by 24 oil portrait with one animal. Minimum, it says $300 donation. Unframed 22 by 28 portrait of up to two animals, I guess. $400 donation.
Right.
That's very, very affordable. And what a great contribution to the Humane Society.
It's really unique. And I'm really, she brought this to us. And I was, she had shared, there's a particular portrait she did of roosters, and she's a Gamecock fan.
I didn't see any tigers,
but there's a lot of cats.
Right.
And she was doing that for some people up in Virginia, and someone down in Greenwood found out and said, well, can I give to the Humane Society here? And she said, yeah. And then it kind of spiraled from there that she said, I'd like to do something more formal. Let's make this a fundraiser. So she's very excited, and she's very eager, and I just appreciate her talent and her time to do this.
Absolutely, and she's willing to do, you said, 10?
10 a year.
10 a year. So even at the minimum donation level, that's $3,000.
I know. And there's no outlay on our part at all. You know, we send out a free email. So that's the kind of fundraising I really enjoy.
And it's a win-win, because how much would it cost you to get an oil portrait of your favorite child?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a child nor a favorite one.
But I'm just saying, if you did this...
I'm sure it would be a lot more than that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's a very good deal. Of course, you can give more than that if you want to. That's just her recommended minimum.
And that goes to the Humane Society. So, wow. So, another thing coming up, I tell you what, I'm blown over by the amount of information.
Now I know why I'm so tired, Ann. Seeing it like this. Wow.
Camp Good God. Good dog. Okay, Camp Good Dog for Kids.
But that would be another type of event at a church. It sounds good. Yes, it's that time of year. We already posted that you can start registering children 8 to 14. We're taking a maximum of 10 children. We found that that's probably the safest, most effective number to have, because you're matching that with 10 dogs.
Right.
And we already have 7 children registered. So if you're interested...
Call today.
Yeah,
call
right,
now.
Right.
What's the number to call?
You can call 942-8775, which is the adoption center. They're doing the registrations there. Or you can come by. That probably would be better with your $200 camp registration fee, and that would guarantee a spot for your child.
Wow. And when is that?
Camp is in June, and I don't know if they're... Have you heard if they're going to extend school because of all the snow days and the closings? Have you heard anything?
No.
Okay. Hopefully that does not happen. And it starts June
8th through the 19th.
There you go.
With graduation on the 20th.
Right. It's a 2-week camp, and it's from 8:30 to 11:30. And children get to spend time with a shelter dog. Then they work it out so the kid picks the dog. And again, it's like adopting. We'll make sure it's a good match. You don't want some little small-framed child picking a big Pyrenees or something. So want to be reasonable. And it's really a great time for them to bond, and the dogs get to learn tricks. The kids learn how to teach dog tricks, and then they get to go home if they have a dog, and they try to do this with their dog. I had one mom said, oh my gosh, our dog is like, get her away from me, because the daughter kept training time, and the dog was like, I'm exhausted. But it's really neat because it translates to them doing that with their dogs at home.
Sure. And if you're thinking about getting a dog, what a great time to see how a child reacts with a dog.
Absolutely. Well, and these dogs will definitely be adoptable and available for adoption and trained. So they come with extra features.
Extra features.
Mm-hmm.
At no additional charge.
That's right. Free to you only.
Free to you only. All right. Now, what time do you actually have the class for this?
It's 8:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
And it's Monday through Friday. And then, like you mentioned, we have graduation the Saturday after the last day of camp. And that's very emotional, because the kids are saying kind of goodbye to their dogs. And a lot of times they're already adopted, so the new owner will be there.
Yes.
And they hand the leash off. And it's very emotional, especially for the staff.
Right. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more. Hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
That's right. We're starting out rocking. Who knows how the end of the week will be, but we're starting rocking. That's right. It's Monday, folks, and the sun is shining upon us. Isn't this lovely?
I love the sun. I have tulips and daffodils, and I love spring so much.
Did you see my flowers out there when you came in?
Well, yeah, I did. They don't take much water.
It's my type of gardening.
Yeah.
Just go out and plop them in the yard. They look great.
They're metal.
They look great. Did you smell them?
No. No.
And that perfume, they spurt out.
Oh,
perfume.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
You know. They look pretty, though.
They're gorgeous.
That's right. And if they get a little tired or something, I'm just going to take a spray can and
okay.
Zip them up.
Zip them up. There you go. They are very pretty, Anne.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, if I don't like the location or how I plant them, I just plop them up and plant them somewhere else.
There's something to be said about that. And bugs don't get to them. Don't have to spray them for anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing the point now. I'm getting
right.
It.
Yes. Even in the planter out there.
That's right.
Got the little sunflowers there. Yes. Okay. But we are talking. Gracie goes out and looks at it and she goes, Mom, have you lost your mind?
I bet she does. I bet.
But, we're talking with Karen Petty today, and of course, we're talking about all the things going on at the Humane Society. It is a very, very, very good time of the year to be getting your pet neutered or spayed. And Gracie Gives Back is donating through Christmas, through December of next year. We've made a commitment.
That's awesome.
To do 10 coupons every month. And in fact, this next month, we're actually doing 15 to
right.
to catch up from February. But I tell you what, it's something that she feels very passionate about. She loves being the center of my attention every day of her life. And you know, your animal will just feel better and you won't have to worry about, you know, one of the worst things I think I hear, do you need a kitten?
Oh, gosh.
Do you need a kitten? Wouldn't you like to have a kitten?
When I see it on Facebook, I have to like block it so I can't see it because it breaks my heart when I see that.
Yeah. And then what do you do when you can't find a home for all these kittens? I think particularly kittens. I mean, we see a lot of dogs, but kittens are just, and then what do? You take them to the Humane Society and you hope when you turn your back on them that the Humane Society is going to find them good families. And it's tough.
There's far too many kittens in the number of homes that are wanting to adopt kittens. And the thing is, if it was spread out through the year, it might be more manageable, but we have such a concentration that comes in between March and October. Do you know when people come to us for kittens?
Christmas.
Yep. And we, you know, we're lucky.
They're grown by then.
Yeah, we're lucky if we have three because there just aren't any, and I'm not complaining. So it's you know, the market's off. Let's put it that way. It is a shame because who doesn't think a kitten's cute? Every kitten's cute. And we hear that like, oh, they're cute. You'll get them adopted. And we're thinking, but you didn't get them adopted. What makes you think when we already have 100 that these four will get homes and not the others that have already been there? And plus the stress, they get sick. It's just, it's not as good as people would, I would like to have. It just is. There's too many.
And what happens if you can't find them homes?
They are put to sleep. And sadly, with cats, it's only about 3 out of 10 are actually adopted.
Wow.
That's how many, that's
30% then.
Yep. And that's because of, well, you know,
we
have the hope of a new facility, you know, in the next year or so, but the one that we're in, it's just very challenging to, you run out of space and they come in there in an environment that they're not thriving in and they get sick, they're stressed and it just spreads. Upper respiratory spreads like crazy. And so you're trying to save as many as you can and not let the spread of sickness get the healthy one that just came in the door. And it's a challenge. It really is.
Now, you, a couple of, over the last month or so, you had some dogs that needed to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
How did we do there?
We did very well, Anne. I will share this, and I haven't shared it publicly anywhere because I wasn't really sure how. But one of the six did not make it. The others did. The one that did not, unfortunately, being caged is not good for any animal. and she just went downhill, which is one of the reasons why she was selected anyways, but it really, she went downhill fast, and she was spinning in her cage and was displaying a lot of behaviors that you see with dogs when they just sort of lose it. They are not meant to be caged 24 hours a day. And even though they get out for small breaks in the yard, they need more social engagement than that. And so, unfortunately, she didn't make it. But I want to celebrate the others that did, because I was really, frankly, shocked. You probably guessed a lot of them had some sort of bulldog or pit bull in their background.
Right? Yep.
And I was so thrilled when I saw that they had been adopted. So that was very encouraging.
It is. But, you know, I think it'd be great if we didn't have to talk about this, you know, if it was a world where we didn't have this as an issue. But I think people, when you take an animal there or when the animals are out there, we do need to look at that as a source of finding them a permanent home, because they need to find these permanent homes. It's not a permanent solution. And we don't have enough space just to house dog after dog or cat after cat or kitten after kitten.
Well, that's why, as you started out the whole show, right now is the most important time for spay and neuter. It always is, but especially now when there's more puppies and kittens that are about to be born. And I understand, because before I even volunteered at the shelter in the 90s, I didn't understand the scope of the problem. So I was as, forgive the word, ignorant, you know, lovingly ignorant, as many of the people in the community. But if you come out there and just sit in the front office and listen and see all the people coming in the door, relinquishing their pets, finding pets, you would have a whole different perspective and appreciate why we are so desperate when we put out the plea asking for people. Look, if you told me now we could shut the door and not have to euthanize, that means we're not going to take in any more animals, I would do it. Because I'm like, yay, now let's manage what we have.
Sure.
But when it's a constant intake and inflow, it's not the shelter that has the problem. It's the people who are bringing in. It's like Lucy and Ethel on the chocolate. I'm going to make it real nice now. That chocolate just keeps coming through on the conveyor belt. And you can only eat so much. And they then, you know, it's similar to that in a way, if that makes more sense to people to understand. But I wanted to let you know that just from July 1st through the end of February, we'd already taken in 2,600 animals.
Wow.
And of that, over 60%. I think that it might even be more than that. Doing math in my head's not working. We're stray animals, which doesn't always mean it's some feral animal. It's simply an animal without identification, and we can't find the pet's owner.
Sure.
So when you see on Facebook, missing here, missing that, I'm always on there like, please contact the shelter. We may have it. We may have a found report. So my big push right now, besides spay neuter, is please provide identification on your pet. Rabies tag. Have the tag made at Walmart or PetSmart or Petco or microchip. Because if we can turn that pet around immediately back to the owner,
sure,
that's saving lives right there. And that's affordable.
And it's taking dogs or cats out of the shelter and not making them part of the problem.
Exactly. Because we see pets come in and we know they have an owner. They might be freshly groomed. So we'll contact all the groomers trying to find who the dog belongs to. And people, for whatever reason, they just don't think to come to the shelter. And if you find a pet, don't try to rehome it. We need to find its owner. Because I'm telling you, if you've ever lost a pet, imagine someone saying, oh, I'm going to give it to someone else. You'll either be hopping mad or just devastated or both.
Exactly. So you're going to have a microchip clinic coming up.
We are. And yes, we're going to have that April the 11th from 10 until 1 at the administrative office or the old spay neuter clinic. And it's $15 for the whole kit and caboodle, the implant of the chip and the registration. We take care of that for you. And it's good for the life of the animal, clearly. And it's a permanent identification. Tags are great, but they do break off.
Sure.
And we have had dogs come in with a stolen tag, like the person found it. And anyways, it's like identity theft. So, but microchip is really, I would say, the best way to make sure your pet
and
has permanent ID.
Do you have to register every year?
No. Now, let me tell you, they will try to get you on some frills that you can do. And if you want to participate in that, there might be like a $15 annual fee, and you can do that. But just to have straight identification purposes for that, we do that for you one time. That's why it's free.
Wow.
And this is, we scan every animal that comes in. The other thing is, if you have a microchip or even if you have a tag, make sure that your address and phone number are current.
Correct.
Because that happens as well. I'm sorry, I'm preaching at you, Ann.
Yes, you are. You're
I'm throwing
she's
my finger.
Giving me the finger. Not
sorry.
Really, sort of, but not really.
A different finger. But I just feel very passionate about this because it's such a simple thing to do. And oh my God, we could have animal control officers take the pet right back or contact and not even bring him to the shelter.
Sure. Yeah, it is one of those things that is, it's again, like spay neuter. It's so simple. It's kind of like a no-brainer, isn't it?
And you know, I know cats don't do so well with the collars, so that's why microchipping is really ideal for a cat.
Yeah, so please go ahead and get that done. Now, that is April 11th, and it's going on from 10 until
1 o'clock.
Till 1 o'clock, and the cost is?
$15.
Just $15. One-time charge.
Yep.
You never have to do it again, and you only have to let them know if you move so they
yes,
can update it.
Exactly.
Wow. That is terrific. Hey, why haven't you done this for your pet? Look at that pet right now. They're looking at you and they're going, why am I not microchipped, Mom?
They need ID.
They need ID. That's right, and not a fake one. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. So much to talk about in so little time. You know, Karen, I'll bet you're glad we're out of hopefully cold weather.
Yes, ma'am. I am, actually.
It was horrible.
You know, back in whatever time, people are like, oh, the Farmer's Almanac predicts. I'm like, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get a Farmer's Almanac because they were dead on. They said it was going to be the worst winter in a long time, and those farmers know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but the blanket drive, boy, Gracie did great on that, didn't she?
Well, not only the volume, but the quality of blankets you got. Yeah. I'm like, I'm taking this for my house. I know they were really nice blankets. They were wonderful. I mean, we're still using them because they're so nice quality that we're going to wash these and keep them.
Yeah, and some even contributed dog beds.
Those were tremendously helpful.
So, I think everybody should be commended for heeding the call and just making sure that you had plenty, the tarps, all this
right.
type of stuff really made a big difference.
It helped because when you're in the middle of trying to keep the animals warm, it's hard to stop and say, I'm going to go rush and, you know, grab them from the store. So we had so many people show up with, it was overwhelming and it was very encouraging. It was very, it's a wonderful life moment throughout the last 3 months.
Yeah. So, kudos to everybody that did that. Now we are, of course, doing spay-neuter to help out. But there's some other projects going on. Let's see, you've got, they'll be at Petco this coming Saturday?
Yes, we'll have adoptable dogs at Petco over there next to Walmart from 11 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. So please come out and visit and see if there's somebody there that might be your eHarmony dog match.
eHarmony dog match, yes. You know, the thing about it is, but you always have kittens out there at both of them, don't
well,
you?
Well, no, actually we have them at PetSmart. There's
Smart.
Abbeville has some cats over at Petco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know I've seen them at Petco.
But that, I mean, they all need homes. I'm all, you know, please adopt any cat you see at any of the locations.
Sure. So help out, and you'll be helping whether you're at Petco or PetSmart. But now there's another fundraiser. I am very impressed with the amount of people that are doing, maybe not the huge fundraiser, but that are doing things that show that everybody can help in some way.
You're so dead on about that because these are people who have approached us. They've given thought to what they can do to help contribute in such a creative and effective way. And it, like, going back to the portraits, this is no skin off our back. It's so easy. And and they did this last year and they raised over $1,500.
Wow.
I know.
So what's going on?
At the MLC Coin Laundry, there's two of them, but I think they really are going to be targeting the one at 451 Calhoun Avenue. I was there yesterday washing blankets.
Across from Frank's car wash.
Yes, exactly. And they're going to be giving us a percentage of the money that they earn during the month of April. So we encourage everyone, it's spring cleaning time. So go there, wash your blankets, and know that we'll be getting 10% of what you paid to wash your laundry.
That is awesome.
It's terrific. I really appreciate them.
And you know what? That's another win-win situation.
Absolutely.
You know, you're getting something. You need to do it. You got choices where you can go. Why not go there and know that 10% is going to be going to the Humane Society?
And I have to say, it's a nice facility. They have a TV. They've got nice painting. It's very, they fixed it up very nicely. So I highly recommend it.
Okay. So that's, we'll talk about that on the I Love Ann show, the MLC Coin Laundry right across from Frank's Car Wash. Go over there, get, you know, if you're putting up comforters and winter blankets and you want to wash them before you put them up, great opportunity to do that. You know, one of the other thing, it says launder outdoor cushions. Now, there's a thing that needs to be done before the summer comes.
That's right. Unless you're just nasty and don't want to do that, you know.
Gracie doesn't care.
I was going to say.
Gracie doesn't care. She'll just be there. So all these things are happening. And at the same time, you are getting ready for a new facility.
I know. Well, we've been talking about it for about 50 years now, Anne, I think, you and I. Yes, we are getting closer and closer. We have design that we're working on to get to the right size that we can, you know, the county can fund. And so we're at that point where hopefully we'll have that nailed down soon enough, can present to county council and hope for their blessing. And then we move forward to putting out for bid for a contractor.
Sure.
So this is as real as it gets.
Wow. I bet you can't wait.
I can't wait. I really can. And I hope you're there for the groundbreaking. I want to have as many people who have supported us in the lean times to be there for the good.
That's right. And still, though, you know, it's probably, what, still a year away?
Yeah, I would say so, to be on the fair side, because, you know, I've never built a house, but I know people who have.
Right.
And everyone has the best intentions and plans, and you need to have some flexibility in what you're expecting.
Sure. Now, this is going to be... What are the things that are going to be, you're going to hope that you have included in this whole facility?
Well, beyond, of course, sheltering for dogs and cats, we want to have proper separation and have some quarantine areas, some isolation areas, so if animals do get sick. And then that eliminates some of that stuff I shared with you earlier where kittens get sick because they're all housed together with small dogs. We want to have a spay-neuter clinic. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping we can have sort of a community room where if people want to have birthday parties and they can have a birthday party for their pet, or they want to have their own birthday party and bring out donations for the shelter, which happens all the time even now, but they don't have a place to come do that.
Sure.
And hold events and have meetings and conferences and educational opportunities especially. So that's what we're hoping for. And then, of course, there'll be the Burton Center across the way, and we hope for some cross-therapy to be able to happen and have the associates there spend time with the animals, and the animals are certainly enriched in that all. So it's just nothing but a possibility of things that I'm so excited about. Long time coming, Anne.
That's
long
right.
time.
Well, you know, it has to make you feel good that you can see the end goal coming. I mean, you know, 2 years ago when we were talking about it, I think it was a dream, but it wasn't anywhere close to reality.
I know, absolutely. And there have been some people who have come into play and associate with us in the last year that have made a lot of things happen that, you know, I don't know that it could have without these people being involved. And so I'm forever indebted.
That's right. So this is what it's all about. And if you'd like to help out at the Humane Society, you know, I think people could give you a call, or if you've got an idea for a fundraiser or something you'd like to do for fun.
Well, volunteering, always. We have volunteer orientations the first Saturday of every month. And it's from 10 to 11. We need people to play with animals, do laundry, sweep, especially this time of year. There's so much that you can do, and there's even things you can be doing from home if you don't want to come to the shelter because people are thinking, I will take them all home. And we wouldn't let you, but I understand that. It can be challenging, but we certainly would just welcome some manpower and some things that can be done by other people that we can't afford to pay people to do.
Sure. Now, do you also do animals in foster care?
Yes, thank you. Yes, with kittens coming up, if you're interested in being a foster parent, please call 942-8558. That's the main shelter number. Or you can email us direct at humanesociety.org. Yes, that's been key, too, to helping save lives.
Sure, because you know, it gives you an option to try the pet, right? Yes, and you get to help out.
Right.
And then you can say you had a hand in handing off a well-adjusted
It's like being
animal.
A grandparent. People that don't necessarily want a pet but like to have a pet stay around for a while, like the grandchildren.
And when you say, I've had enough, you can
exactly,
hand it back.
Exactly.
Okay. So foster parenting is a very good thing, too.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of that very much.
I think that's something that I've heard about, but not a lot.
Well, the other
about.
Thing, too, and I encourage people, this would be a huge difference. We have dogs going to rescue up north, and we've talked about that in the past. So we know they're leaving. So for people who might wonder, oh, gosh, will the animal get adopted? These are already spoken for. If you can just hold them for a couple weeks or maybe a week until they hit the transport and up the road, that would be a tremendous help, too. So keep that in mind. If you want to adopt rescue dogs, you know they have some place to go.
That's right. So you're helping. It's like going to camp for a week.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Karen Petty, it's always a treasure to sit down and talk about all the good things going on.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.